Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast Mississippi Community College. Huge week this week with graduations. We've got a couple planned for on Thursday and Friday, another one on Monday night. And don't forget, if you can't make it to Bonner Arnold Coliseum, you can watch each of our commencements live on NEMCCTV.com. And you can go to our social media accounts on Twitter and Facebook, and actually you'll see the link to the graduation program, which will be digital this year. So go to our social media accounts to get that as well. Also, it's not too early to start thinking about registering for the fall. You can go to our website, nemcc.edu, and click that Apply Now button, green button there on the front of our website. Let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford. He's got a lot to talk about on this week's Tiger Talk. Dr. Ford, as always, appreciate your time.
Good morning to everyone. And again, welcome to another session of Tiger Talk. Thank you, Will, for another opportunity to share with the Northeast family some things that are going on, happening around on the Northeast campus and in our community and surrounding area. We have a lot of things going on. First of all, this is graduation week, and a lot of activity among the students and a lot of activity among the staff, admissions office and instruction office, getting everything ready for graduation. We do have graduation scheduled for Thursday and Friday of this week, May the 13th and 14th, and at 2 p.m. on May the 13th, we'll have our Career Tech graduation ceremony, and then at 6 p.m. we'll have our Health Science graduation ceremony, and we invite you all to come out and view these and support your students and support our faculty and staff. Then on Friday, May the 14th, we will have our general AA at 2 p.m. with alphabet A through L. And then at 6 p.m., we'll have our general AA with alphabet M through Z. That will be Friday. So I encourage you to come out. You know, originally we had scheduled to have a ticket allotment for each graduate, but since the governor has released those guidelines a little bit, we are not having any ticket requirement for entrance into the graduation ceremony. So we're inviting all graduates and their families and the friends into the ceremonies. We think that we have everything spread out enough, and we have them divided up into four different ceremonies that the crowding will not be an issue. So we invite everyone out to the graduation ceremonies on Thursday and Friday at 2 and 6 p.m. each day. Also, another graduation, a big graduation coming up Monday, May the 17th at 6 p.m. We will have our HISET graduation, which is commonly called GED. This is a very memorable moment for each of these students because they each one of them have gone through some type of adversity, and they fought back, and they've come back and they received their high school diploma. And obviously, this opens up a lot of doors for them going forward, that they can get a pathway to get a good job for their family. So that's Monday at 6 p.m. We encourage you to come by and support these GED and HISET graduates. We do have a few construction updates. As most of you know, the baseball-softball complex, the dressing room areas in both baseball and softball, suffered some frozen pipes. And, of course, they burst and created a lot of water damage in those. So we're repairing all of those issues now. And so hopefully those dressing rooms will be back up and going very shortly. We are beginning the process of getting RFQs and getting engineering drawings for the replacement of the HVAC units in Hargett Hall and Gordon Hall. These are all old units that are in desperate need of replacement. This will improve the indoor air quality in each building, as neither one of them have an fresh air avenue for fresh air to get into the building through the HVAC system. So this will create better airflow and better air quality for our employees that work in there, and also for our students to get in there. We are attempting to get the dorms cleaned up. and ready for a large number of summer school students that we have coming in. Also, our sports camps that will be going on this summer. So there will be a lot of activity going on campus this summer with our summer school attendance and also our sports camps going on. We are in the process of getting RFQs and for outdoor classrooms. Our plans are to place from 4 to 5 outdoor classrooms, pavilion-type things, around at different places on campus for our students and classes to be able to use for various reasons, and visitors also when they come on campus. The Corinth build-out project is complete. It's up. It's open. It's ready to go. So we're excited about the expansion there. Seth Pound's HVAC is complete. So it has a new system operating over there. And as most of you know already, we're going to renovate Seth Pound's auditorium. We just selected an architect. Prior Mora Architects out of Tupelo has been selected for this project, and they have already begun work this week in creating the specs for it and the renovation for it. When it is complete, it will be a 700-seat auditorium. Be able to seat 700 people. Also, the lighting will be upgraded, the sound system. This will allow us to do a much better job with our theatrical productions in our fine arts department. Also, musical presentations, those type things, and just create a better assembly type area for a large number of people, anywhere from 0 to 700 participants to come in and use this facility. Of course, this building is on the archives and history list, which means that there's not a lot that we can do to the outside other than to repair, renovate, paint, make it all look good and back to its original shape of the building from the outside. The inside, however, we can do extensive renovation and construction there, so that's where we really need it with the stage area, the electrical, lighting, those type things, because some of that's very dangerous for us to use now. So we're excited about moving forward with that. Also, we're really, really close within the next 2 or 3 weeks of starting phase 2 of our MDOT project, which will create safe crosswalks and lighted crosswalk areas between on Georgie Allen Drive, between Anderson Hall, White Hall, Yarber Hall, and the rest of the campus, the crossings there will be much safer for students to cross. And also the intersection of College Street and Georgie Allen Drive at the Hines Hall and BSU intersection will be new lighted crosswalks, and the safety features are installed there for our students and visitors who come onto campus. So we'll be starting that, and that will extend around the north side of campus down to Ramsey Hall. We've just received funding for phase 3, which will take up the south side of campus, and we'll talk more about that as that time gets a little bit closer. We just completed another session of our prison classes with our Mississippi Department of Corrections in Corinth. We had 8 to 10 completers there. We will not be having a ceremony as we usually have each year due to COVID. So we will be sending those completion certificates to Sheriff Caldwell and also to Mr. Davis, Josh Davis, the warden there, for distribution. Do want to remind everyone, iPad orders are being filled, and we have a large number of those to fill and get in for our summer school students. Also want to remind everyone, if you have an iPad and the lease is running out this summer, so you need to be locating any and all iPads that are on the lease and getting those ready to turn in and exchange, and we'll let you know when to have those in and make the exchange for the new iPads that will be coming out. Also, our mobile learning is still planning. It's filling up. I actually registered for a session or two this week, so that is available for you, and we encourage everyone to please take advantage of that. Last year, we had over 2,000 participants, and each one of these sessions that we have are very, very informative and put on by some very talented individuals that really can help us as far as instruction and the usage of technology in the classroom. The website that we've been working on for quite a while is getting closer to being complete very soon, and our plans are to go live with a new website on July 1, 2021. One big thing and the big talk right now, and the busy part of summer right now, getting ready for summer, is our summer school enrollment. As most of you know, we provided free summer school for our students this summer. Of anyone who's interested in taking those free classes, as of yesterday, May the 11th, we had 2,116 enrolled, completed registration, and ready to start the class. We have a total of 3,877 who have applied, which means there's 1,761 of those students who have not completed registration, and for various reasons, transcripts not being in, those type of things. So we're looking for record enrollment for summer school during the summer. And, of course, this is creating extra work for our admissions office. And thank you so much to their admissions office for handling all these extra calls and extra work. And thank you to all the people who've come in. Austin Beasley, Charlotte Tennyson have come in and committed a whole lot of their time to assisting in that office, as others have throughout the personnel, office personnel and staff in Ramsey and other places throughout campus. So we appreciate the team effort, with everybody jumping on board and making sure that we take care of our students when they come in. I received an email yesterday about one of our employees who went the extra mile to help someone get enrolled, and it wasn't a troublesome situation for the student. It was very seamless and easy because of the extra steps that this employee did, and we want to say thank you to all of our employees who's going the extra mile to help our students. Just recently, last week, TVA presented Northeastern Ripley with a check of a little bit over $14,000, $14,900, I think, for our efforts in energy conservation in the Ripley facility. And I want to say thank you to Prior Moore Architects for assisting us with this award and the application process and making sure it went through. So this is some additional funds that we will be using at the Ripley Center, and also we have the ribbon cutting for the Ripley Center next Wednesday at 10 a.m. And we're excited about finally doing the ribbon cutting for the Ripley Center. That's going to be the 19th, May the 19th at 10 a.m. there at the Ripley Center. We will be using Northeast Bus to carry anyone who wants to go over to the ribbon cutting. It will leave from campus at 8:45 behind Ramsey Hall in the Ramsey Hall parking lot. So if you want to ride the bus over, we should be back by 11:30, no later than that. So if you want to come be a part of that trip over there, you're welcome to do that. Or if you just want to drive over yourself, please feel free to do that. So that's next Wednesday the 19th at 10 a.m. I do want to remind everyone, too, that we got a clear audit report from the state auditor's office. It was a clear audit, and everything went great with that. So we're extremely pleased with having that. Also, admissions had a clear audit on all admissions and student admissions for this summer. So we really appreciate the admissions office and the student enrollment office for the job that they do in keeping us going there. Recruitment is still growing strong, and we encourage you to invite students that you don't know out for enrollment this fall. That's the big next push is for fall enrollment. I do want to remind everybody that we received a TANF grant from Mississippi Department of Human Services. This is for our Career Development Academy, and this assists K through 12 students from 4th through 12th grade for after school activities such as tutoring, life skills, alcohol and drug rehabilitation activities, and those type things. So it's a very, very good academy. We received the TANF grant of $665,314, and that will go toward those efforts there in all of our K through 12 schools in our five county area. So there's a lot going on, a lot happening. We're looking forward to a great summer school with record enrollment that we've got going on. So It's exciting times at Northeast and at one of the premier community colleges in the country. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to it, and we keep moving forward. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. And once again, appreciate your time this week with your message on Tiger Talk. You just heard from the president. You can hear in his voice that these are exciting times to be a Northeast Tiger. And don't forget, apply today for the fall. And remember, at Northeast, we're going to save you on average $3,000 a year just on textbook costs due to our iPad initiative. You won't find that kind of savings anywhere else in the Mid-South. And with that, we will put a bow on this week's show. Special thanks to Blake Long, who continues to help us behind the scenes to get us on the air each week. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.